This is Decoder Datebook for July 1st. James Smithson was an Englishman who never set foot in the United States. He bequeathed his estate to a nephew on one condition. If the nephew died without an heir, the money would go to the United States to found the Smithsonian Institution, an establishment for the increase and diffusion of knowledge. Henry James Hungerford died childless in 1835, and Smithson's wishes were fulfilled. On this date in 1836, President Andrew Jackson announced to Congress Smithson's bequest of 100,000 gold sovereigns. The Smithsonian Institution was later established by legislation. Today, nearly 190 years after its founding, visitors can view many remarkable artifacts housed in the Smithsonian. Some embody American history. The institution houses the Star-Spangled Banner that flew over Fort McHenry during the War of 1812. Visitors can see the desk used by Thomas Jefferson when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. Other artifacts, such as the ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz and the Hope Diamond, reflect American culture. There are also exhibits devoted to science, technology, and the natural world. North Dakota is well represented. When Meriwether Lewis purchased scientific instruments for his upcoming expedition, he bought three pocket compasses for $2.50 each and a silver-plated compass for $5. He kept one compass as a memento and later gave it to his friend, Captain Robert McCabe. McCabe's heirs donated it to the Smithsonian in 1933. A headdress purchased from the Hunkpapa Chief Rain in the Face is housed in the Museum of the American Indian. The Smithsonian also has an extensive collection of Roger Maris memorabilia, and his portrait is included in the National Portrait Gallery collection. North Dakota artists Rick and Connie Whittier were featured in a major expedition showcasing 108 of their hand-carved and painted decoys. Not everything associated with North Dakota is in Washington, D.C. The Biedersfeld site near Lisbon is an archaeological site managed by the Smithsonian. It is the only documented village of earth lodges in the Red River watershed. The site was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1980 because of its archaeological significance. A visit to any of the Smithsonian's museums rewards visitors with a look at remarkable artifacts. And North Dakotans can take pride in knowing that their state is represented in many of its exhibits. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.